St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll is joining us. Coach Driscoll, welcome, and welcome back to the playoffs.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Yes, playoff time.
It is that time. So you guys are working out here as we talk on Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for Archbishop Williams. Now, this is a team you just beat Friday night.
Yeah, they were a handful on Friday night, and I know they're going to be a handful this Friday night. We got home this week. Last week we went down there, and they're a very physical, tough team, very well coached. They gave us fits on the defensive side of the ball and very physical on offense. And I will tell you what, that's a team that's gotten better and better each week, and we got them at the end of the regular season. Now we get them first game in the playoffs back-to-back. It's going to be a battle, and it's going to see what our team can do. It's really going to be a huge challenge for us.
What's interesting about your situation is all these other coaches around are scrambling to try to find information on their opponent. Meanwhile, you game plan for these guys for weeks.
I've been in this business now just about 30 years as a head coach and assistant, and I've never had to do this before. Last year, we have some experience playing a team twice in the beginning of the year, then later in the year, but never back-to-back. So going back, looking at the good stuff we did like we do every week and the bad stuff that we do every week, looking at the film, trying to regroup off of that. Now, you know, tweaking your game plan a little bit to see what worked, what didn't work, and try to slow down their best plays.
Coach, tell me about, I know you've talked with the guys a number of times over the course of the football season on Monday nights, but if someone is just listening for the first time and wanting to know about St. Mary's football, what can you tell me about some of your key players on this year's team?
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a lot of people returning this year with a lot of seniors, a lot of stuff in the skill position. What we were hoping for during the year is to get better at the physical part up front on defensive lines and the offensive lines. We had some returners in the defensive line, but we needed to get better at some of those key spots. We knew we had the skill guys. We're a little bit, didn't know which way direction we were going with quarterback, but we had some options, and that's been working out pretty well for us. And we've gotten better up front. I think every team, you can see how they're coached just by how they improved during the year. And I think we did that at some key spots. But we have some talent in the skill spots between Derek Kalangis and Dave Brown in the backfield, and the receivers, Jack Marks and Nick Sacco. And, you know, Tyler Guy, our sophomore quarterback, has been doing a great job the last couple of weeks for us, and it's really been putting us over the top in a lot of these past games.
And your quarterback, so again, tell me more about your quarterback.
Quarterback, he's a sophomore. He got off to a little bit of a slow start there because of an injury from the prior year. But he was working through it. He's a starting safety for us, as well as our quarterback now the last four games. And he's played really, really well, you know. And what we're asking him to do, we think, is, you know, just, you know, keep us in a ball game. You know, don't do anything, no turnovers, stuff like that. Manage the game. And he's getting better and better in each week, which makes us think we're playing at our highest level we've had all year.
How about a standout on defense for you? You mentioned some of the defensive line guys, but who else?
I think defensively, you look at our middle linebacker, our junior Joel Maggs. He's having a great year inside. And then up front, Tommy Falasker and Nick Sacco, defensive line-wise, are just doing a phenomenal job, you know, controlling their areas of that, what we ask them to do, you know. And Jack Marks as well defensively. He's playing a lot defensively as defensive end. And they're getting a lot of reps, and we're fortunate we have some younger guys rotating through there as well. So we're happy what's going on, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We got some stuff to fix here or there, you know, week to week with them, but we're playing pretty good there.
Well, here's my last question. Often overlooked, special teams, but you know they're key. Tell me about your special teams.
Every coach's nightmare on special teams, and it's one of those things that get overlooked, I think, in high school, you know, football, and in general. I think, you know, that comes down to making one-on-one plays. You need a great kick. You need to go down and cover it with speed, you know, and be able to deal with their athleticism on whoever's catching the ball. That's one. Punt team, blocking. I think kickoff and punt team is probably the biggest teams on the field at times, you know. And extra points, you look at a box score every day and you see who missed their extra point, who got their extra point, who made their 2 points, who didn't. I think sometimes look at those scores in close games. That's what it comes down to. So, and again, in high school football, you're going to have people that make mistakes here or there, and you got to hope to be the team that's not making those mistakes.
Is there anything I forgot to ask you, Coach, or you want to share with us about the Spartans?
No, just that, you know, we coming off a good year last year and you know, finished the year at 10-2. We lost in the final, and this team has a goal and a pretty good tradition going on and a run of good kids and good skilled athletes, and we got to try to find a way to finish it, and I think they're focused on that right now. So hopefully we can, you know, have a good couple of games coming up, take them one at a time, one quarter at a time, like I tell them every day, and go from there. And that's what we do now, as you see in practice. We got to have a good couple of good days of practice and get ready to go.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time, and thanks for all your help during the course of the season.
Thank you. Talk soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Thank you.